We'll call the Common Council meeting to order. It is 7:01 p.m. on Tuesday, May 12th. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Wiegold.
Here.
Warwick. Here. Romine.
Here.
Penrod.
Here.
Simpson. Absent.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting. I think those were in the Dropbox. Are there any changes or corrections? Changes or corrections?
Make a motion. We approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay, next up is ordinance number 2015-12. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Unanimous of those present, please read ordinance number 2015-12.
Ordinance 2015-12, vacation of public way.
So, at the last meeting, there was quite a discussion about the vacation of the alley just north of, just between 508 and 510 East Van Buren Street. And out of that discussion came a compromise of sorts where the city had the ability to basically get that property back if there was some compelling need for that property to be back, to be back in the city's possession. As a part of that, you see there is additional language that has now been added to the ordinance as discussed. Marcia, do you want to do a very quick overview of that?
Sure. And so the first thing is to add, there was discussion on the footage of the easement, so that's been added at 16 and a half feet. Okay. The next thing was the compel of the public way if the city ever deemed that there was an interest to bring that back to the city. And that's the next provision. So both sections of highlights deal with that. And then the other thing that I was put in there in the ordinance, the ordained portion, is the that the individuals will have, owners will have no right to improve the easement, which is, you know, sort of obvious for easements, because if you can't improve them, it's still, that's the purpose of maintaining it that way. But I did want to put in an exception for fencing that might be used, because that had been discussed. And so that was really my primary purpose of adding that additional language, to show the exception for fencing.
Okay. LaRuse?
And basically on that same comment, I just wanted to make sure that it was clear and on the record that improvement as far as turning that back to grass is not deemed an improvement that is acceptable to...
Right. Right. Yes.
Because we would still have access.
Yes, is the answer to the question. Okay. That is not considered an improvement.
Right. She had told me it was. I just wanted to make sure it was on record and whatnot. And
also, has there been a survey done of that by chance that could be recorded with it? Because any time you change the shape of a parcel, whether it's a vacation or any type of a shape of change or an additional or a vacation, usually a survey is recorded along with
right.
the vacation. So.
What was decided, I think, a couple of meetings ago, is we wanted to get through and get it approved before we went through the cost and expense of having that done. But that will be, providing we approve this today, then that'll be the next step, is to have that drawn up. I have basically 508 has been done within the last 5 years, but 510 has not. So
I can't remember the department I talked to, but they said that after it's recorded, then they would redo it all, and because then the taxes would increase. So it'd be after it's recorded.
Right.
Okay.
I had one other question on the, in the event the city would take it back, should we put any kind of notice on there?
Oh, like a
60-day, 90-day?
60-day,
100,
yeah.
20-day. I mean, just so we, someone in the future to just walk up and say, we're taking this back tomorrow.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Sure.
Good protection for the property owner.
How many days you want? You want 60?
60 days.
Does that seem fair?
Okay. Seems fair.
60 days notice.
Because I assume at that point, once the city deems it's necessary, it's still got to go back before the council to be heard and voted on to...
Is
that
yeah.
true?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yep. Any other issues, questions?
Nope.
No? Anything else? Okay. Thank you. Okay, so... would you like to vote on that with the addition of the 60 days notice from the city toward to the property owner? Yes?
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Yes, yes. Okay. Marcia, do you want to, do we need to take it to a third reading if we approve that?
I think I would.
Okay.
Just so you can affirm the language that I add. It'd be pretty straightforward, but I still think it's a good idea. It's a significant enough change.
Okay. So, hearing nothing else then, can I have a motion to approve ordinance number 2015-12 with the addition of a 60-day notice in the event that the city is compelled to take back that alley?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Okay. All in favor. Okay. So we'll move that to third reading with that last change. I don't think there'll be any other changes. I've not heard of a fourth reading on an ordinance. So, okay. Thanks for being here. Appreciate you sticking it out. Okay, next up is the compliance with statement of benefits for peak performance. I'm assuming we don't have anybody here for that. Jeff?
I do believe he came in last year.
What?
Yes, I do believe he came in last year.
He did come in last year.
This is based off of a 10-year building tax abatement that was approved in 2010, and it's the annual compliance form. Submittal, and if you look based off what his actual is versus what he had planned in his statement of benefits back in 2010, he has met his obligation. So it'd be my recommendation that the council does accept it.
Approve the next
for this year.
The year's abatement. Questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion we approve peak performance's abatement for another year since they are in compliance with the abatement agreement.
Second. Motion by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay, next up. Ordinance number 2015-14 on second reading. Have a motion to read by title only.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Ben, seconded by Jackie. Ready for the discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read by title only.
Ordinance 2015-14, an ordinance amending Chapter 75, Traffic Schedules of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay. This hasn't changed from last time. This is the ordinance that addresses the streets that were not in our current traffic ordinance, changing them from a, what would normally be a 30, to a 20. So while some of these streets already have a 20-mile-per-hour sign on them, they're not in the ordinance. And so that's why we're putting them in there, to make sure that's able to be enforced. So it's not really changing them from 30 to 20, but it is making sure that 20 is the speed limit. So, any questions about that? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve on second reading?
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. Unanimous of those present. Thank you. Next up is ordinance number 2015-17. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jackie, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2015-17 by title only.
Ordinance 2015-17, an ordinance amending Chapter 114, Restaurants of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Tom, is this in your wheelhouse?
Sorry, I was reading a message about that.
It's okay.
I can do it.
Oh, okay.
Chris had requested that the mobile food truck ordinance be amended to add that they have to have a fire extinguisher. So I did so, and just because I felt that if I just added it to the bottom and the ordinance read funny, I also asked for the renumbering of the original 9 and 10. So that's the, you know, so the main change is that they all have to have a fire extinguisher. Correct?
Yeah.
Is
not
that
to take your thunder away from
is that code? Is that fire code? Or is that something we are...
It's going, it is, let me back up, being you asked that, I'll give you the long answer. The new code that came out removed temporarily extinguishers from its verbiage for a local ordinance to pick up.
Oh.
Chris and Marcia have been discussing adding that back so that all of the extinguisher ordinances will be put back in place.
Okay.
Because the code does not adopt it as in itself.
Okay.
So that's why it's being added back. Okay. And then look at this is the step one.
Okay. Thoughts, questions, comments, concerns?
It's probably a good idea, food trucks, so fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea. Any idea what one of these fire extinguishers cost?
Type K, it all depends on the types that are required for cooking.
5 pound ABC.
5 pound ABC, $50. A good one, refillable okay. one. You can get the plastic top ones for much yeah. less than their throwaways.
Okay. Just wanted. Questions? Can I have a motion to approve on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jackie, seconded by Ben. Any further discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
Was that something you wanted done right away? Because we've had so many
permits.
Food trucks trying to get approved.
I would think otherwise you're going to go a whole year without them being reinspected without that requirement.
Yeah, and he hasn't been able to do anything because we didn't have this. So I just wonder about doing it on an emergency basis or not. I mean, can we go back to the ones we've already approved or not, probably?
Well, I mean, let me ask Marcia that question then. If the motion were amended to approve this and retroactively enforce it.
Well, that all depends, because if it's state law already or in your fire code ordinance already, then that's fine.
But it's not.
It's not. We'll talk to you about the extinguishers got removed from
right,
the code for
right.
local ordinances to adopt.
But were they in there at the time we passed the food truck ordinance?
Would it have been before December 1st of last year?
No.
We did that. We did that this year. Okay.
So can the council approve this?
We're talking three food trucks.
With a retroactive.
Well, I think it still applies to them.
Okay.
I mean, just because they...
Just means we have to go do an extra inspection.
Yes, yeah, I mean, still, they still have to comply with this. This isn't something that they could argue being grandfathered in. This is a safety issue.
So we could go on two readings and it really wouldn't impact one way or another.
That's correct, although it might be better to do... Oh, yeah, that's
two weeks.
2 weeks. But, yeah, no, you can definitely, just as with anything else, with a safety issue.
Well, counsel, I'll leave that up to you. If you want to pass on an emergency basis, there's already been a motion on the floor. You can do that, or you can go to second reading next time. I'm going to leave that up to you.
I think we need to do an emergency in that way.
Do you amend your motion then?
Can I amend it?
Okay. Jackie has amended her motion. Has the second been amended?
I don't remember who the second was at this point.
Okay. So we have a motion to approve ordinance number 2015-17 on an emergency basis with one reading.
And I'll second that.
And it's been seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present.
So okay. How many permits have we had requests for other than the...
Three.
Okay. Next up is a kind of a strange item. So, a couple of us, I think we're going to try to tag team this maybe. This is the petition to vacate an easement, if you will, a platted utility easement. The city is actually petitioner, correct?
The petitioner is actually Mike
and Tony. Okay, I'm sorry.
The owner's lot, too. I guess I can just... kind of a backstory of it. Several months ago, the owners contacted me. They had a potential purchaser for the building in Lot 2, Blue River Industrial Park. And this potential buyer was interested in the entire lot, obviously, but he was also interested in future growth of the building and the business. And when they pulled this up, the original deed, it showed that there was still this utility easement north-south bisecting the lot, which would inhibit any growth on the east side of the building. It's long since been abandoned. Actually, it was abandoned shortly after I came on to the city 20-some years ago. And the electric utility, the overhead, has been moved to east side one end to going north and south adjacent to the hospital property. So this would be, for all intents and purposes, never used again anyway for electric utility. And so the owner wanted to have it vacated so that he called it a cloud on the deed. Marsha didn't necessarily call it enough, but it was something that he just felt like it would be easier to mark it if it was removed. And since we started this process, the potential buyer fell through, but he still wants it cleaned up for the eventual sale. So all the adjacent property owners have been notified appropriately through the code. The only one that had any inquiries to me was Don Langlow, and talked about a little bit about the library property as a board member there, and did not impact him at all, so seemed to bother him. So I have not heard from anyone else. So it'd be my recommendation that the council does have a favor to make.
But just to be clear, on here we're the petitioner.
Yes. Well, I don't know exactly.
We are, because, you know, as you had relayed this to me, it was sort of something that had been promised in the past done, so we felt to go ahead and do it. And just a couple of quick things. It also was in the newspaper appropriately, not just notified. Parkview did have a question of me, but they were fine. And they just wanted to make sure that it wasn't affecting them. And the third thing is, the reason I didn't call it a cloud on the deed is because it's a platted easement. It wasn't one that was placed on the deed itself, so that was sort of the reason that this looks the way it is, and why everybody had to be notified, and we couldn't just go and remove it.
Okay. Any questions about that? Okay, can I have a motion to read ordinance number 2015-15 by title only?
So moved.
Okay. Motion by Ben, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2015-15 by title only.
Ordinance 2015-15, an ordinance vacating a plot of utility easement in the city of Columbia City, Indiana.
No other questions? Can I have a motion to approve on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ben, seconded by Nicole. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. We'll move it to second reading. Okay. Department head reports. Mike Cook?
Half of our clarifier parts were delivered today. We're waiting on the other part and the hard wire and the paint to come in. And we'll start reassembly on that and put that back in. They've been working on oil changes, changing out the winter oil over to our summer oils. Set flow meters today on the industrial. Have to do flow monitoring twice a year. We started that today. And last week, 2 days, Monday and Wednesday, we got the eighth graders from Indian and Frank to give them tours last week.
Okay. Question to Mike. Thank you, Mike. Terry?
ESCO will be here tomorrow and Thursday to do the sound improvements in the council room, so hopefully our next meeting, everybody will hear a little bit better and have a better recording.
Hopefully.
I'm working on a bright sign monitor for the first floor hallway, so citizens will have some place to go for information. It'll be a streaming media, possibly a news ticker for that. And that's all I have for tonight.
Questions of Terry? Thank you, Terry. Kelly?
Our concrete crew has been working on ADA ramps replacement over in Graber Heights. Currently at 4 intersections done. Probably 15 or 16 more intersections to do yet. JB Concrete will be starting curb replacement on North Elm Street, hopefully starting this week. We'll be grading all the alleys next week, getting ready for Great Lakes Chloride to come in and spray the stone alleys for dust control. And Wayne Asphalt started milling and paving last week and finished everything up, but on that and Elm Street, which will be done after the curb project's completed. Three Rivers Barricade will be in soon to start striping the streets. Had two crews out again last week for monthly limb pickup, had a total of 8 loads. We took the jet machine out to Armstrong Lift Station 2 last week to help the wastewater department. And advanced disposal, finished trash pickup on the west side of town Saturday, and we'll be doing the east side this Saturday. That's it.
I want to remind people that for junk pickup, televisions and electronics need to be taken out to the recycling center. I saw a couple of them out there again. Trash companies can no longer pick those up because it's a violation to put those in their dumps. And we pick up what? Appliances and tires?
Yeah.
And they need to call into City Hall to get that arranged ahead of time. Questions of Kelly?
I did have one quick question. On some of these paving projects and some of the bit busier areas, is there ever any reason they not do it during business hours, or is that the way the contract's written? I had someone ask me.
Ever reason why or what?
They would not do it during 8 to 5.
Can they do it some other time?
Can they do it like in the evenings or?
Just try to do it during regular working hours usually. I mean, I've seen them do it at night on like frontage road. I remember when they did that years and years ago. That was a night project, but they have to bring lights in, and it's kind of a hassle too for them to do that.
I know we've been talking about in preparation for the Main Street paving that NDOT's going to do next year, which is not soon enough, by the way. But the Main Street paving that NDOT's going to do next year, that we've talked about televising the sewers along that way, right, Kelly? And what we've talked about is maybe having them come in early in the morning. The only issue is, I think we're working it out, but it's for safety. You know, when it's dark, it's harder to see. Even though the reflective vest and all the signage and everything like that, sometimes it's just difficult. So I know that was an issue when we were talking about that. But I don't believe the contract was written to, I guess, mandate that.
I just knew the other day when they did Countryside and Liberty, they basically had that whole shutdown, so you couldn't even get in there. Because I'd come back from a meeting and I couldn't get to the office.
Either way?
Either way.
Really?
Both sides were shut down.
That seems abnormal. Usually they try to keep a route open.
Well, they'll usually work with you so you can get in and out. I mean, it's an inconvenience for a day or so, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I think, you know, what we're getting out of the deal, it's not that big of an issue.
Well, I just was asking, so yeah. I just went home. I wasn't going to fight it. So.
Yeah. Okay. Other questions of Kelly? Okay. Thank you, Kelly. Sean?
I think we finally, for the most part, finished our stump removal from the winter tree removal project that continues on to the spring and the summer. Next step will be putting new topsoil down, seeding, strawing. So that will take place in the next month or two. We are preparing for a new service at CNR Plating, who's expanding. I think next week, or the end of this week, beginning of next week, they will have their site prepared, and we will start running our wires and transformers and things for that project. Tomorrow we're gonna begin moving the primary feed to the hospital for this 205 project. It was determined that the wire was placed directly of the new road that's going through there, so we had to relocate that wire. So that'll be hopefully done by the end of the week. We loaned a truck, Derek truck, to wastewater to help them out last week.
Yeah, I forgot to thank her, but my fault.
Also, our fiber installation crew finally is in the city. So you'll see the bucket truck driving around drilling holes, and hopefully within a couple weeks they'll have the fiber hung. They're saying worst case scenario would be a 6-week installation. We're hoping for more like 2, but so hopefully we can move forward on some of the projects that are on hold because of that. Installation. So they are here, and a company by the name of Gutenkopf will be in town. So if anybody sees their trucks up working on the poles, they're working with us. So happy to have them. That's all I have.
Questions of Sean? As a reminder, the fiber project is really going to improve our customer communication out of the municipal services facility. Certainly going to help out with our information sharing, and will definitely help out with our security cameras. There's a lot of really good benefits to that project that I think are really important for, I guess, the future of everything that we do as a city. So appreciate the leadership, even though it's been extraordinarily too long to get this project started. So thank you. Jeff?
I got nothing.
Really?
Do I have to?
No.
Thank you.
Tim?
Nothing.
I don't believe that either.
Lots of time and energy the past couple weeks in the hiring process. We started out with 43 applicants. That's what took out no shows, and then people failed either the written test or the physical agility. We had 20 left. We interviewed 10 last week. I narrowed the field to 5. Those 5 today were interviewed by the Board of Works, so I appreciate their time today. We spent 4 hours with them this afternoon. I have contacted the Board of Works, gave me permission to offer conditional offers of employment to 3, so I have contacted those 3. 2 have accepted, and 1 wants 48 hours for some reasons. So I should know within the next 2 days three hirees will be. So they will get with Beth and start the PERF process with lots of testing and things involved to be approved by the state. So we'll get that up and running. Just to clarify, these are to fill three replacements. One officer that left in March and two more that will be retiring in July. The past couple of days we've been very busy with tall grass and weeds. I think the weather, I think, has been lots of rain, and then we had those hot days. The grass and weeds have really, really grown fast. just want people to be aware that the city ordinance says your grass and weeds can't be more than 10 inches. So we've missed a lot of complaints the past couple of days. There's still lots out there that we need to look into. So we will have officers going around the city addressing tall grass. But we just ask people to do their best to get a mowed. Maybe help their neighbor if they're able to. If the neighbor's yard has not been mowed, help each other out and try to get that taken care of.
Questions to Tim? Thank you, Tim. Tom?
We have wrapped up putting our new truck into service as far as the overall training on it. We're still encouraging a little bit more usage than normal as far as driving non-emergency with it to make sure the guys are very familiar with the handling of this new piece of apparatus. Also, what used to be our elite engine is now will be staffed by the volunteers, and we're encouraging them to come up and participate in some driver's training on that as well. So if you see a little bit more than normal usage of the trucks and driving around, it's not joyriding. It's actually, I need them to do it non-emergency runs versus just hopping in and trying to figure it out on the way, which is not a good program to do. We have set up some driver training courses and things like that, but the main thing is just getting familiar and comfortable with the driving of those pieces of apparatus. So bear with us through the learning curve on this. As far as the firefighter 1-2, I told you we wrapped that up a while back. I did have one person possibly successfully complete it. They have to take another piece of the test. I think the 18th, they said. So we may have ended up with one person going through that and successfully completing it. Other than that, I think somebody had told me it might be a good thing to just kind of refer people back to look up under the city's code of ordinances, burning ordinances for open burning, for campfires and so forth, and the requirements that are there under that. And I think it's 94.070071, just for the media. Maybe you can cross-reference that for me. It's one of those two. Just to look up the rules and regulations for open burning. Also, as a reminder to anybody that has large piles of brush, we cannot issue permits for burning large piles of brush like used to happen in years ago. That has to all go through IDEM, so just kind of a refresher for everybody.
I've gotten a lot of questions about burning, too, myself. Questions of Tom? Thank you, Tom. Michael?
Hopefully we'll finish up the flush and hydrants this week. We don't have any more main breaks like we had today. We had two on the line from 30 to Eagle West. So we're in the process of replacing that line.
Mike is getting more details, but he's going to be asking Board of Works approval to basically transfer the money from the water bond issue from basically the Jeffrey Drive, what was planned as Jeffrey Drive, to this portion, because we've not had issues on Jeffrey Drive, even though there was maybe some anticipation of that. Plus, we just paved Jeffrey Drive about 2 years ago. Mike's getting some more information together, but I think that makes pretty logical sense. So, question to Mike. Thank you, Mike. Rosie. Jackie.
I had a person ask me about trash in his neighbor's yard, but I told him to wait till after this weekend. And then, Tim, if that's the case, do we contact you if it's still there after this weekend?
For junk.
Trash, for junk?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, have them call in and we'll send somebody out and start the process.
Okay.
I drove by that this afternoon.
Did you? Was the trash out? Or was it behind the house?
Well, I didn't drive behind the house, but in front.
Or was it in front?
Oh, my.
The one I was talking about.
Sounds like I need to take a trip around Columbia Shores.
No, this, I think she's talking about.
No, this isn't Columbia Shores.
Oh, it's
is
not?
It Rolling Hills?
It is in Columbia Shores.
Oh, it is.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
The one I heard was Rolling Hills and also Westgate. Must be a rash of trashy houses.
Westgate should be cleaned up by now, but.
She just called me yesterday.
That's not good.
Or maybe it was today. Might have been today. She just called me today.
No, no, no.
No, that's not good. No,
well, behind you. Wonder who that is.
Okay. Okay. Another issue for another day, my friends. Anything else, Jackie?
I'm sorry. No.
Okay. Ben, are you going to touch on redevelopment?
Yep.
Okay. I'll let you do that. Trying to think of what I should let you know about. Is there anything real pressing? Lieutenant Governor's office, the Lieutenant Governor is, I guess, having a visit at Steel Dynamics tomorrow, so she's going to be swinging by when she gets on the way through. She's going to be swinging by, and I'm going to meet her out there to show her a little bit about our 205 project with NDOT. That was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing that happened, but just for your information about that. I get the honor to speak with the Northern Heights kids, second graders for JA, about voting on Friday, so that's exciting. And Taste of the Town is this weekend, and I know the kids are putting that together and excited about that. We will have third graders in our building on Monday and Thursday of next week, just so you know. So it'll be happening around here. And we'll talk about Dan's favorite issue, too. So. I got nothing else. Dan.
I have nothing.
Ben.
A couple things redevelopment met today. We accepted the deed for the Leaning Tower, obviously. And then after that, we approved the demolition bid that was awarded to Kim Reef for $56,000 and some change. We did have an issue that came up that we addressed, but I guess wanted some council input. There was about $1,600 in acquisition costs related to that building, some back taxes and some title insurance and deed transfers and all of that. Didn't know if the commission could use, because we had appropriated up to $60,000, if we could use some of that since we didn't have. The demolition cost wouldn't be a full 60 to pay for the acquisition costs.
Council, this is your decision.
Yeah.
You appropriated, as Ben said, you appropriated up to 60. The demolition bid came in less than that, so the difference would be where you would theoretically pay the
1600.
Yeah.
Do you want a vote or consensus?
Yeah, I'd like a motion, actually, if I could.
I'll make a motion that to approve using the 1600 for acquisition costs.
Okay. Motion by Nicole, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Okay.
And then also, after that, we had a pre-proposal meeting for the RFP for the Eagles property. We have had some phone calls on it, but nobody attended the pre-proposal meeting, so.
Which is not necessarily a sign one way or another.
Right, yeah.
I think the RFP was very detailed, so I'm guessing the phone calls probably took care of a lot of the questions. But we'll see. We'll see.
Well, June 2nd is our next date.
That's the when bids they actually come in.
Yeah, the bids are due, or proposals are due.
I think Redevelopment Commission has a meeting set up for that date.
Correct,
to accept
yes.
And open bids, and then the following, and that's a special session.
Correct.
So.
And then we'll actually award or reject the proposals on the following Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. Nicole?
Nothing.
Press? Audience? Sean.
Did we mention that the paper, the State Road 205 project, they're closing down Tower View Drive?
That went out through, I think, Mixel and stuff, but okay. But we didn't mention it, no.
We might mention that.
That's a good point. Is that tomorrow?
Thursday. May 14th. 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And that's a one-day closure, and it's a one-time closure, right? We don't expect it.
They have been approved for up to 30 days to close Tower View Drive through the whole project.
Okay.
Their maintenance of traffic plan allowed them to be able to do that, a 30-day closure. This will be one day less that they're allowed to now.
Okay. So not 30 days straight.
Right. Yeah. So they're supposed to be giving notice, appropriate adequate notice.
Okay. Have to take the long way. Okay. Anything else? Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned.